The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Some people say that I don't play. They say I got a temper when I'm in that way. But I don't know who that person is that acts like a fool.
Danny Aiello, there it is.
That's somebody else, Lord, I swear it ain't me. I guess I'm my own worst enemy. 'Cause I don't.
So this Danny ripping it up, man. I tell you, when I was doing a series of shows down at the Sands when it was up and running down in Atlantic City, I asked Danny Aiello. I have immense respect for Danny. Great actor. Everybody loves Danny as the great actor that he is. But I knew he had a whole stage show, and we brought him down, and he just ripped it up, just absolutely ripped it up. One of my dear friends, the great Danny Aiello. And so I asked Al to actually put something on, you know. And then me, because I'm very excited. I have to tell you, if you're at the Columbus Citizens Foundation event, that is this Saturday night right there at the Hilton, man. I'm going to rip it up. I'm bringing the whole big band in there, and we're going to just have a great time over there. So I'm rehearsing all week long. Got a very, very exciting time in Philly on Friday. We're at the Columbus Citizens Foundation on Saturday. Sunday, Michaels of Brooklyn. Don't forget, I want to see you at Michaels of Brooklyn Sunday. The cook-off, forget about it. This is going to be legendary. And then Monday, my dear friend, it's Columbus Day. Did you know Columbus discovered America? Hashtag this. Deal with it. Columbus discovered. I don't want to hear it. We're celebrating Columbus Day. We are celebrating everything Italian-American on Monday with the Columbus Day Parade at the Columbus Citizens Foundation on ABC7 with the great Maria Bartiromo. Kenny Rosato is going to be there. I think Valerie Smeldone as well is going to be there. It's going to be a great celebration. I am so tired of the negativity coming out of Washington. I am so tired of the divide. Oh, my goodness gracious. The president of the United States wants to go to Minneapolis. He's going to Minnesota. Hey, Mr. President, turn that state around, man. I don't know how Minnesota keeps voting the way they keep voting, you know? So the president's going to Minnesota. Then the mayor of Minneapolis is going to criticize the president for going there. We don't want that rhetoric there. What rhetoric? What rhetoric do they not want there? Then Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman from Minnesota, the anti-Semitic congresswoman, one of the worst things that happened since the House became Democratic is Ilhan Omar, in my opinion. And now she's going after the president. She's going after, oh, we don't want the president. Why? Because he's racist? He's racist? He's racist, Ilhan Omar? Give me a break. Go for it, Mr. President. You can't stop it now, man. And how they're going after now, they want to try the impeachment. Please. And you know why I get fired up like this? Because last night we were at the best event in Madison, New Jersey, with the great Madison Jesioto. Had the best time. And I saw great Americans there. And I saw great Americans concerned about what's happening in this country. And they care. And they get up. And they fight for you. They fight for me. They fight for the community. They fight to keep the costs down. And it has nothing to do with Republicans or Democrats or conservatives or liberals. It just has to do with being American, for crying out loud. Being American. Loving this country. And I was right in the midst of it last night with people who love this country, whose people came from other – one buddy came over to me. He's from Turkey. He goes, Joe, I'm the American dream. I said, where are you from? Turkey. I said, I was just in Turkey, I told him. He goes, yeah, I came here. I couldn't speak the language. I learned it. I'm now an American. Now I have this business, that business. I'm the epitome of the American success story. That's what we're talking about. Why the divide? Why the divide? And if you have a president that you don't like, well, why don't you come up with an initiative or a point-by-point plan that will try to go up against what you don't agree with? Why do they have to do this takedown? It's awful, the way this whole impeachment thing. And people were concerned. They were asking Madison and I, what's going to happen with the impeachment thing? And I said, you know what? The president's going to win. He's going to win this impeachment thing. It's going to go nowhere. This Ukrainian thing, nowhere. It's going to go nowhere. Plus, I think, and I said this last night, I think the Democrats are doing this to take down Joe Biden. I think it has nothing to do with Donald Trump in many ways. They just want to get Biden out of there so they can put Elizabeth Warren in. And I got news for you. There's no way Elizabeth Warren is winning anything. There's no way. Put all your money in it. I'll put people on the show that support her. I don't care. There's no way she's winning it. The folks, the people that are going to take down the president or try to take down the president on the Democratic side, I don't even think we've seen them yet. I don't know that they've surfaced yet. I didn't even know. And like I've been saying, like Al just said, quoting me, is that Tulsi Gabbard is the one. They're not even going to go there. They don't even know it. So don't even worry about it. But I just don't like the divide. I can't stand the divide. They keep going after the president. And now, and I think it, and I applaud the White House for shooting back at the Democrats, saying, no, you're not going to subpoena who you want for this inquiry. Put it up for a vote. What has Frankie Fibro's been saying? He's been saying, you know what? Go for it. You want to impeach, then go for it. Show me something. Show us the courage. You want to impeach, then go. They won't. They won't put the impeachment up for a vote because they know it'll go to the Senate and it'll just die. You know, and I can't stand the divide, and I'm right in the middle of all the goodness when I go out on the road, and I work this weekend, and we celebrate Columbus Day, and then they're trying to take Columbus Day away, and then they're trying to take down Mother Cabrini. What is it with Christianity and the Italians? Stop. You want to pick on us? You want to fight? Well, then bring it on, because we're not going anywhere. You want to try to take down the Columbus statue in the great city of New York? You know what? You tried to do it last year. Bring it on, and you lost. Oh, well, we'd like to put a little plaque on the statue. No plaque. No plaque. No caveat. Keep the statue up. Celebrate the Italian-Americans. Don't get me started. And we're doing a parade, and it's going to be the best parade ever. And we're going to celebrate all the ethnicity and all the greatness of Italian-Americans. The way my people fought to get here, and you're going to try to take it away. You're not going to take it away. We are a young country, 243 years old. That's a young country. They can change us. They're trying to change us. The George Soros of the world are trying to change us so they could have more power, more control, and they could just use us as puppets and minions, and we're not going anywhere. So help me God, we're not going anywhere. I just got to figure out a way in New Jersey to embolden and to inspire the 3 million registered voters who do what? They don't vote. Ugh, how frustrating is that? There's 3 million of them. Al looked it up. And when Al looks it up, Frank, you know it's got to be real,
exactly.
Right? I mean, Al knows.
Why,
you know,
why
and, but
are
it's
you
right.
Continuing to try and get me angry?
No. I'm telling you.
You succeeded.
You are so right, though, when you said that. Now, because these are facts that I usually go to Frankie Fibro's for.
Tell me more.
No, it was true, but you did. It was a good fact. You said 3 million folks who are registered to vote who don't vote in New Jersey. So then I'm thinking, well, how do you get, maybe you bring the president. I said, maybe you bring the president in. You do a thank you, Mr. Trump. Thank you, Mr.
But
President
Joe,
rally. And the great, you tick off everybody, but it may just wake those voters up.
But it's interesting in both New York and New Jersey, right?
I'm exhausted.
It's like a quarter of 3 o'clock. I'm exhausted in the morning. Take a break for a second. So in New Jersey, there are a lot of people in New Jersey who don't like Governor Murphy, right? Yeah, namaste. Okay. In New York City, there are a majority of people who don't like Mayor de Blasio, can't stand him, but yet they voted Mayor de Blasio in again.
Help me out.
Right?
Help me out. You're right.
In Jersey, they voted for Governor Murphy when he clearly was going to raise your taxes, give away free college education, et cetera, and yet 3 million people decided to stay home because they felt that their vote wouldn't make a difference. Well, you know what?
If a million
of those people had come out, it would have made a difference. That's the point. Yeah. And in New York City, it baffles me. People can't stand this guy. Cops don't like him. All these people don't like him. And yet, the majority of people in New York City voted for him to be the mayor again. He's checked out of the job.
Frankie,
he checked out of it the moment he got elected.
Right. Al running the money. Al, you're sounding too lucid to me this morning.
All right, I'm going to drink. I'll see you later.
But Frankie, why did they do that? This is what gets me crazy too. And Dov Hyken and I talk about this all the time. Why would the Jewish community vote for a Democrat at all at this point? At all at this point? The Democratic Party is anti-Semitic. Boom, they hate Israel. Boom, just like that. I don't know how that happened in my lifetime. I have no idea how that happened. Yet my Jewish friends, they don't even think about it. They were hook, line, and sinker for Hillary. I can't figure it out, Frankie. Why people aren't seeing the light, for crying out loud? You know?
Well, I think because the issue that Republicans so often use to try and win Jewish support is traditional Republican support for the state of Israel, which going back to Nixon has always been pretty consistent. Although when George George H.W. Bush was there, was
Danny Aykroyd's Nixon impression. That's what I'm doing.
It's good. Nixon, no, it's great. It sounds more like Nixon than Nixon does.
Henry, pray for me. Remember that sketch? You're too young. You weren't even born yet, man.
No, but they still air them all the time.
I don't want to pray, Mr. President. Henry, pray. I'm sorry, Frank. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, but I think the reason for that is and if you look especially at President Obama, who was very hostile to the state of Israel, and he still got something like 83% of the Jewish vote.
Yeah, man.
I think that it's because most Jewish voters, unless you're an Orthodox Jew, you don't care that much about the state of Israel. You care much more about domestic policy. And I think that, you know, that is a much greater priority for most rank and file Jewish voters.
Yeah, it's so true, Frank. Yeah, I can't figure it out. 877-970-2999. Joey on the radio. We great to have you here. Ed Cranepool, baseball legend. Oh, how excited are you, Frankie, that Ed Cranepool?
You know, we've been trying to get Ed Cranepool on for literally a year and a half. So I am so excited that we finally were able to get him. And I'm even more excited that he seems to be doing well health-wise. So you know, it's funny.
Good stuff.
I don't even like to say you were off because you're never off.
Thank you. Every time I take off, Al always I see Al tweet out, Joe's off today, but I'm not off today. I'm always working somewhere.
Yeah.
So thank you.
I'm surprised you're still following Al on Twitter.
No, he doesn't follow me on Twitter. He doesn't. Every once in a while, like he looks in, like he checks in, whatever. Okay, fine.
He's putting more work into following you on Twitter than actually following you.
Right.
But,
exactly. But
I remember.
Let me go tweet a beer thing out. I'll be right back.
It was
it's so true, though.
It was very funny because, you know, Ed Cranepool had a kidney transplant.
Hold on a second.
It was a Friday, and we had Jeffrey Lyons on, and he begins his segment not by talking about anything resembling movies, but by saying, "Well, I just want to wish—I don't know if he's listening, but I want to wish the best of luck to Ed Cranepool." And then four or five other callers and guests on that same show all began their call by saying, "We want to wish the best of luck to Ed Cranepool." So it was very funny that finally we got him, and I'm glad he's doing well, health-wise.
Yeah, Ed, and also very excited to tell you, a retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, great guy, SRN News military affairs analyst. He's got that book, Future War. I'm trying to get what's happening in Syria. You know how Frankie feels. You know how Tucker Carlson feels. You know, and the president's pulling troops out of northern Syria. What's going on there? And the colonel will break that down for. So Madison Jesioto was so great last night at the event, had a great, great time. And she was there and did a great speech. And we're going to talk about, and here's a millennial. And I said in front of everybody, I said, this is the future of the United States of America. And everybody was cheering because it was like, you think you and I, when you're older, if you're a baby boomer, you always feel like, I always tell you, we're the last of the Mohegans. You know, we're the last people that really believe in one nation under God. God bless America. You know what I mean? Believing in all races and religions and embracing this country and not hating this country and not being anti-Semitic, you know, or racist. We're just trying to get from one day to the next day. And here we have all the millennials. And we put Jaden on the show, you know, and Madison Jesioto is great. An attorney and a columnist for The Hill. And you see her on Fox and Fox Business all the time. So she'll be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. And it's very hopeful when I see a young person like that. And Dave Damiani. How about that, Frankie Fibros? Dave's coming in.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Dave.
He goes, and he's great. And he always has something cool. And, you know, he's a younger guy too, and he's so his mindset is Rat Pack. His mindset is totally Rat Pack. You know what I mean? He totally gets it. So when we do stuff, we go on the road, and it's kind of like we do the swinging stuff. He brings the best talent with us when we go out. So he goes, I got this song. I did this arrangement of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And he goes, and we want to swing it. I go, where are you, man? And my schedule's so crazy. So I said, Dave, where are you? He goes, look, I got a studio in the Lower East Side. Come on. And we had the best time. We went in, and we recorded that. And we'll put that out in November. And with Haley Reinhardt. So that's going to be a great album. Dave's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour as well. So we got a lot to get into. And Debbie Duhaime is always with us. And Debbie, I think you got, what was that? What happened? Did I break something?
Pouring a beer. Sorry.
Look at that.
Sorry.
Oh, that sounds too good this morning, Al Cattullo. Look at that. You got me. Oh,
this
man.
This week on the beer show. Sorry.
Wait, he goes. No, but listen. Debbie, he goes like, all right, I said, he goes, you don't follow me. I would follow Al. And not only that, and Frank, help me out here. I know we got a break. But I would go, I would follow Al. And then I would say, I would repost Al's beard tweets. And I would say, here.
Very nice.
I would just tweet. And I don't have that many followers, but I have followers. So it's like, now I say, Al, don't tweet during the show because we want to keep a cohesive kind of promotion because we don't have any money for promotion. We don't do anything. So I want to, we have the social media, Cara doing a great job. Let's get it out there nice and easy. Meantime, I'm meeting in the middle of the show. There's a beer that came out yesterday. It's an orange pumpkin beer. It's a little light, a little tasty, bitter on the side.
Now, you know what's funny? He doesn't look at the timestamp that it was yesterday, 12 hours ago, but he thinks I'm doing it at that moment.
Okay. Well, if I follow you back out, because I love the
No, no, I don't want you to. No, if you follow me, I'm going to.
You don't want a mercy follow? You don't want a mercy follow?
I'm going to block you and mute you. That's it.
You don't want a mercy follow? A mercy follow? No. Okay, come on. No. I can do it.
You've angered me enough this morning.
I think you should leave it up to the listeners. Have them call in the 9 o'clock hour and say whether you should follow Al again. No.
Ed Cranepool will join us. The nonsense will continue on the radio, like it or not, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Debbie's out there on the roads on AM 970. The answer.
Hello, gentlemen. Let's take a ride to the northern state eastbound right at Lakefield Road. Looks like an accident right on that ramp to deal with. Now, traffic is moving slowly for you over on the Hutch. The Hutch is moving slowly, getting up through Orchard Beach out by the Hutchinson River drawbridge. The bridge, it was in the up position. Everything back on track, but you are seeing some delays there. Grand Central Parkway West building by LaGuardia, then getting out toward the BQE. The eastbound BQE slowing down by Atlantic Avenue. 80 West, exit 30, out toward Mount Arlington. An accident on the shoulder. A truck went into the guardrail, and traffic is moving slowly for you as you head over to 287 North, exit 26, up through Basking Ridge with a collision there. The New Jersey Turnpike, you're a little bit busy northbound in the truck lanes, getting up toward 13A. 95 southbound, slowing down through Connecticut by exit 14, with an accident in the process of being cleared. Some rain likely today with a high of 59. Afternoon showers tomorrow with a high of almost 60. Friday, morning showers with a high of 61. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder says education doesn't always equal informed.
This is not about IQ. It's not about whether or not you've done well on your aptitude test. There are people that have a great deal of prestigious credentials, high IQs, high scores, who are absolutely either devoid of common sense or have bought into stuff that they've heard on television, have not bothered to research it themselves.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
I just looked quickly to see who was texting me. I never text and drive.
I was just changing my music. My eyes never left the road, I swear.
He was just there. He came out of nowhere in the middle of the block. Is he going to be okay?
Drivers and pedestrians, see and be seen. The instant you stop paying attention could be the instant you'll always regret.
A message from the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee and the New York State Departments of Health and Transportation.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on this Yom Kippur, 823 on AM 970. The Answer, telling you about Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Kinsella is the general manager. Alex is a young guy. He comes up with this whole concept of first five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. I'm saying, I'm whispering it like so you can remember it, you know. 855, not to be creepy, just to so you remember this, okay? 855-621-9949. Hey, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter. And then you'll meet Alex over at Route 22 Toyota, and Alex can offer you APR financing at 0% up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You'll check out the state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street. You'll check out that, you know, it's the largest indoor automobile showroom in Jersey, and it's brand spanking new, by the way. And that customer lounge, oh, forget about it. You know what? The lounge, when I hear lounge, maybe I should go over and perform there, maybe. Hi, fly me to Route 22. I'm ready. I'm ready to go there. But for you right now, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, you get a free oil change, and a free filter, 855-621-9949. This is our friends. This is our family. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or again, Route22Toyota.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Here we go. Here we go. So, when I did the Mets video in 1986, people coming up there all the time. They said, "Oh, Joe, great to see you're a Mets fan." I have to be a full transparency here. I'm a Yankee fan, but have immense respect for the Mets and immense respect for Ed Crane Pool. I mean, legendary ball player, was an integral part of the 1969, that historic, epic Mets championship team. And Ed's kind enough to join us this morning. Ed, it's an honor to have you with us, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Oh, great. I'm feeling great. It's been 5 months after I had kidney surgery, and I'm feeling good, and I've been watching the playoffs, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, man. Now, we talked with you a bit about when you were going through this, your health problems. Now, you got the kidney donation. It went well. Was it a problem getting a kidney? That's a tough thing to do, Ed, huh?
Well, it's always tough, you know, when you're looking for a live donor. You know, it's difficult to make that decision. Somebody has to give up an important organ for them, and that just shows you how great this country is, that people are willing to donate. And I'm doing something tomorrow at the hospital for organ donors who can come out and sign a card and, you know, be available if they want to donate. It's great. It's really great to give back in this country.
So you're going to be an organ donor. I'm afraid to do that. So you could just register and you get a card and you register and you become an organ donor. And that's what you're doing, Ed Crane Pool.
Well, that's what I'm trying to promote anyway, you know, the awareness to that fact, and that you can help about 7 or 8 people if people want to become donors. So it's an important thing. New York is probably, you know, one of the last states in this country. And that's a shame because we have so many people here. But I guess it's just that they're not aware of it, you know, and people don't know about it. They're not educated about it and what has to be done. But they're trying to improve that situation. I know when you apply for your driver's license, you're going to have to sign now and say whether you want to be a donor or not, because it's a tough time to talk to somebody if somebody's dying on the table after an accident, whether you want to donate his blood.
Yeah.
You know, so it's better off knowing ahead of time that that's the wishes of the person that's going to be deceased. So hopefully it improves the numbers in the game, and you can certainly help a lot of people. I myself, is 5 months after a kidney transplant, I feel great. I'm building my strength up, and I'm ready to go. And I'm going to do some exciting things during this World Series time. We're ending down, winding down, actually, you know, this 50-year celebration of the Mets, and we'll have some exciting things to do.
Yeah, I know, man. 50th anniversary of that incredible 1969 season, Ed Crane Pool. And we spoke with Ron Swoboda a couple months ago about it. But that was the first Mets championship in history. You were part of the Mets for your entire career and since they came into existence. But what was it like seeing them go from the worst team in baseball to the best, Ed?
Well, that was a miracle. You know, when you lose seven years in a row, 100 games, and for myself to be part of a championship team and playing games that are meaningful in October, that's a tremendous feeling. So that's a miracle. So I've had two miracles in my life, and of course, the World Series. But, you know, you can never forget the first time you're in the World Series. We repeated it in 1973. It was not the same. It really wasn't. You don't get that feeling, that high that you don't have to drink or smoke or whatever to get high. You just get into the World Series and you're really flying through the field and in the playoffs. The games just run into each other. You can't wait to get to the ballpark. It's the first thing you think about in the morning. Let's have breakfast fast and go to the stadium. Where in other years, we were home sitting in the rocking chair watching the games. And that's like I'm doing now. I mean, it's fun, but it's not the same as being part of it.
You know, those of us who were around then all remember your astounding performance, Ed, in Game 3 of the World Series, where you belted the fifth inning home run. That game took place on October 14th, and I understand that next Monday, October 14th, you're actually hosting a 50th anniversary watch party out on Long Island. What are you doing exactly, man? That's great.
Well, we're going to watch the World Series. That's what's going to be exciting. I'll tell you what, I love seeing the old films. It shows how much better you are nowadays. You know, 50 years later, you become a better player. You're a better hitter. You're a better fielder. Everything is better about it. But we're getting an opportunity out in Long Island to, you know, watch the game. Fans are invited to it. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of events happening this year. I know we have an event also on the 16th of the month that we were supposed to be doing at Westbury, but we've changed the venue. We're moving it over to the Cradle of Aviation on the 16th. And Ronnie Sabota and Art Shansky are joining me on that one. But for the 14th, it's myself. We're going to be out in the hotel out in Long Island, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
This is great. Ed Cranepool with Piscopo. We appreciate you joining us, Ed. Man, you're the legend, my friend. And I mentioned that you played your entire career with one team. Ed, these days, that's incredible. That no one does that anymore. Does that make it tougher for the fans to stick with a team, you know, when people keep bouncing around like that? I mean, and tell us why your loyalty to the Mets. What was it? And because you don't see that today, man.
Well, I was a New Yorker. I was born and raised in New York. I grew up in the Bronx, you know. I was a Yankee fan for the first 16 years of my life. And then the Mets came into existence. And then, of course, in Queens, you know, I got signed by the Mets. I converted to the National League, you know, and it was great to be able to come home every day. I was at home, saw all my friends. They saw me growing up in the city. You know, baseball is a great game. I mean, you can play it, you rethink it later on in life. I mean, the game hasn't really changed that much since I played it. So you could think you could do certain things, but your body tells you can't. But it's been great. I've loved baseball since I was 9 years of age when I played Little League in New York. And, grow up with it. And New York is the greatest sports town around. They don't let you forget it. Just think of the fact that 50 years after we won a championship in 1969, we're still doing events that fans want to come out and see us. So I hope they come out on the 14th. I hope they come out on the 16th. You know, there's a lot of things where they can meet certain guys and they can have a good time.
Yeah, and Ed, we got playoffs this year, the Yankees. Tell me you're rooting for the Yankees, man.
I'm rooting for New York. I love New York, so I watch the Knicks. I watch the Yankees. I watch the Mets all the time. I go to City Field. I'm calling it Shea Stadium, you know, but I go to City Field.
Yeah,
it's
a
beautiful ballpark, you know, to see a game in. So it's an event. And, you know, I want all the New York teams to do well. And, you know, the New York fans are the most loyal fans, you know, around in sports. They know the game. You know, they come out and support you. They rip you a little bit if you don't produce, but you know what? You got to know it as a player. You got to be mature enough to know, you know, you're going on the field to win, and if you lose and you screwed up and made an error, you know, you got to accept a little flack. No problem.
It's so true. Ed, a great conversation, man. We wish you the very, very best. We're so happy that you're doing well. Ed Cranepool, the legend, man. He's right there. Listen, come back soon. We wish you all the very best. We'll see you out there, Long Island, October 14th. And you know what? Ed, thanks for doing so much for this great city, brother. You know what I mean? You're really an icon, and we're proud to have you on the radio show, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Look forward to it.
Ed Cranepool right there, man. 8:34 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. We're going to jump into politics. We're going to see what's happening in Syria with Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis coming up next on the AM 970 The Answer and AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
56 degrees at 8:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A forum will be held this week on the decommissioning of Indian Point. Elected officials, independent scientists, and nuclear power experts will be among those taking part in the forum Thursday afternoon, at Hendrick Hudson Free Library in Montrose. Topics to be discussed include the for-profit decommissioning of Indian Point and other nuclear power plants in the Northeast, public safety and health and long-term liability, Holtec International plans to buy and dismantle the Buchanan facility from current owner Entergy. It's set to begin shutting down next spring. A New Jersey man accused of trying to gain access to a restricted area of the George Washington Bridge being held without bond after pleading not guilty to multiple weapons charges. 29-year-old Daniel Sursback was arrested last month when he pretended to be a construction worker and tried to gain access to the upper level of the George Washington Bridge. A search of his Wallington home turned up high-capacity ammunition magazines, ammo for rifles, and a gun. Prosecutors reportedly believe the Army veteran may have been planning attacks on several city landmarks, including the GWB, Brooklyn Bridge, and Lincoln Tunnel. In sports, Islanders scored first but gave up the next five goals in a 5-2 loss to the Oilers. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here on 287. 287 is pretty busy northbound up exit 26, getting up through Basking Ridge with an accident cleared. 78 west exit 48, it's an accident being clear getting out towards Springfield. And traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you this morning as you take a ride over to the Hudson River crossings. Just a minor delay, though, at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel and the Holland Tunnel. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on the Cross Island, though, northbound getting up toward the Throgs Neck Bridge with an accident there to deal with. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended citywide for religious observance. Metered parking rules remain in effect. It's pretty solid on the Deegan South getting down toward Fordham Road, so prepare for some delays there. Traffic moving a little bit slowly on the Sagdah Coast northbound up by the Southern State. And if you're taking a ride over to the Palisades Parkway heading northbound exit 10 into New City, some ongoing road work. And over on 95 in Connecticut through Norwalk, an earlier accident cleared out of the way. Rain likely today with a high of 59. Afternoon showers tomorrow with a high of 60. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hey, it's Flo, with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants, go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all five books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Can you handle the truth? This weekend on Champions of Justice, you'll hear the truth about the Exxon Valdez oil disaster, the Volkswagen diesel emissions scam, and that dangerous Takata airbag that may still be in your car. Tom Girardi talks with attorney Elizabeth Cabracer, a pioneer and role model for women in the courtroom. And we have a surprise guest as well. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970 The Answer.
It's happening.
Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
Joe on the radio, 839 on AM 970, The Answer. I want to talk to you about RhinoShield. Okay, RhinoShield. I've been telling you about RhinoShield, about your home or your business. And whether you're a homeowner or have a commercial property, this process has unique benefits to you that paint cannot stand up to. It's a waterproof shield, okay? RhinoShield. People ask me, I'm telling you, it goes over cedar, vinyl, aluminum, stucco, concrete block, or whatever coating you presently have. The RhinoShield ceramic coating system keeps moisture from penetrating your masonry walls. How about that? It keeps the inside of your home dry and mold-free. RhinoShield gives you a 25-year guarantee against cracking and chipping and peeling and fading. You don't want to throw your money away every 5 years on a paint job, right? Go to the website, please. Set up a free estimate at RhinoShieldOfNY.com. That's RhinoShieldOfNY.com. Your house, your business will look like you had a brand new paint job. My house looks spectacular every single day. When I pull up to my house after Rhino Shielding my home, I thank Susan in my mind. I go, oh, thank goodness for Susan. It looks spectacular. You get a free estimate. Try it for your home. Try it for your business. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
20 minutes before 9 o'clock, it's 8:40. A retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis is the Salem News military affairs analyst, author of that book, Future War, and kind enough to join us this morning. Colonel, welcome back to the program, sir.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Joe.
Well, Colonel, we appreciate you being our go-to guy this morning about Syria. What was your reaction when you learned of the president's plan to withdraw troops from northern Syria?
I was surprised, but not totally. Now, I knew that President Erdogan of Turkey had spoken at the United Nations there in New York, Joe, 2 weeks ago, and he talked about creating a safe zone, 300 by 18 miles, basically so he could return a couple of million refugees that are inside Turkey. And, of course, they're always concerned about Turkish or Kurdish YPK fighters. And, of course, the U.S., and I've heard all the sides from this particular argument. Now, I just think that people need to sit back and look at the geopolitical situation, not just in the Middle East, but around the world. And I think the president's rationale when he said we will fight where it is our benefit and only fight to win takes into account the fact that we have some very, very serious challenges. And it's not just in Syria. It's across, yes, the Middle East with the likes of Iran, but it's also with China and Russia. And, you know, we only have so many resources that we can spread across this large world. And if we continue to fight these small wars, we're not going to be ready for the big ones, and they are coming.
Yeah, that's a great observation. Colonel, why and I want to talk to you about Syria further, but off the top of my head, I have friends like stationed in Somalia, man, and Kosovo. I mean, why are we going to those places? Are there problems that the government doesn't tell us about, do you think, sir?
Well, Somalia, of course, you have a series of Somali ISIS type figures.
Al-Shabaab,
Libya,
sure.
You
sure.
have them. In Niger, you have Boko Haram in the West. You know, we've got our fingers in so many dikes around the world, Joe. You know, maybe 140 nations. I know we have deployed U.S. forces and, you know, to the tune of 180,000 around the world. You know, there are limits to even this great nation. We have to prioritize, as the president says, what is in our best interest. You know, he's only talking about withdrawing 50 soldiers. from this so-called safe zone. And, of course, he's threatened Erdogan and also promised to meet with Erdogan next month if they don't comply with our concerns about protecting the Kurdish fighters who have been fighting against ISIS with us. I just think that people are really coming to wild conclusions based upon the geopolitical realities that this nation faces.
And we're seeing that Turkey has begun indeed crossing into Syria, Colonel. Do we know that if they've begun attacks on the Kurds and what the casualties are so far?
No, haven't seen those results as yet. But keep in mind, we were doing joint patrols, we the U.S., with the Turks for some time in those areas. And so this is nothing new. The Turks have been fighting against Kurdish rebels, terrorists, that they call them, on both sides of the border for decades and decades. They have incursions deep into Iraq and obviously in Syria. So the Kurdish people, I think, ethnically have a right to expect some autonomy. But now you're hearing from Damascus and Bashar Assad saying, oh, come back into the fold. You need to be part of our country again. So the tensions are age old in that region. And I think the president's perspective here is, you know, we have to consider what are our national interests. Where we need to go fight, we will. If we don't need to be stretched as thin as we are across the world, that perhaps we ought to keep our powder dry because there are some major adversaries in the future, and we need to be prepared for those.
And you think the Kurds will indeed ally with Assad, sir?
Well, you know, their options are few and far between at this point. I think that they're kind of considering that. It's interesting, Joe, that the Iranians just called Erdogan and said, you know, don't go in there and massacre people. You know, establish your safe zone and stay on your side of the border for the most part. I do expect that the Turks will go in and establish this safe zone. Now, we're watching closely. It's not as if we are completely abandoned that area. We just moved back about 50 of our forces, of which are probably about 1,000 in that area. So we'll have to wait and see if they go through with this. But keep in mind, most of our forces, most of our combat power has been from the air, and they're launched out of places in Iraq. We have places also in Syria or in Turkey, such as Incirlik, which is an air base that Erdogan and his government allows us to use. So they know we have capability, and most of our firepower would be delivered against enemies should we consider it necessary, and friends like Turkey. Now, Turkey hasn't been the best of friends of late because of their purchase of the S-400 from the Russians. They denied us access on many occasions, but we're trying to nurture that relationship and improve it. We'll wait and see, perhaps, if Erdogan is going to be more compliant with our concerns as well as that of NATO's.
Colonel Robert McGinnis, we always appreciate you joining us. The name of the book, by the way, if you're listening, you might want to check out Future War, Super Soldiers, Terminators, Cyberspace, and the National Security for 21st Century Combat from Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, retired. And before we let you go, Colonel, some other people have said that our departure from Syria will also allow ISIS to make a comeback. Do you feel that's a concern, sir?
Well, it is a concern, Joe. We, of course, have incarcerated hundreds, if not thousands, at various places. If Turkey does take in those people under control and keep them incarcerated and from metastasizing further, then that is something I'm sure President Trump spoke to Erdogan when he spoke to him on Sunday. That's to be determined. We don't want, obviously, ISIS to get out of control again and cause problems not only in that region but against us. That is always a concern, and rightly one that we need to watch out for.
And what the president is doing now, Colonel McGinnis, is not, we shouldn't, you know, when I heard about it, everybody, and Lindsey Graham and everybody gets so upset, those of us who are kind of hawkish, forgive me, but or me not being in the military, Colonel, I always say chicken hawkish, but I'm always worried that maybe we should stay there. But what the president is doing, you're not that alarmed by this at all, are you?
Well, no, I'm not alarmed. You know, the thing that I do in the Pentagon, Joe, is build alliances and coalitions around the world. you know, I understand the dynamics of this sort of thing, and it's hard to foster and sustain, you know, close relations with all militaries around the world simultaneously. You're going to step on some toes. The president, I think, has drawn a couple clear lines with Turkey, and we'll have to wait and see whether or not they comply with that. If they don't, then we have a series of alternatives. We have plenty of troops in that part of the world. We can go back in and help the Kurds. I don't think that, you know, the president wants to totally abandon the Kurds. I think that he's making a strategic call, you know, trying to, as I said earlier, keep our powder dry. We need to recognize we have more than enough enemies to service, and it's a matter of which ones are going to get the highest priority.
Wow, great conversation. Colonel, thank you for your service to the United States of America, sir. I appreciate all that you've done. And please come back soon, Colonel, if you'd be so kind to do that.
Well, thank you, Joe. Have a great day.
And there's the retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Salem News military affairs analyst. The book is super. It's called Future Wars. I love this. I love the subtitles. Future Wars. Debbie, Super Soldiers, Terminators, Cyberspace, and the National Security for 21st Century Combat. That's a great book. Future War. Yeah, but great guy. Oh, I love these soldiers that put their lives on the line, you know.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Take the time to chat us and walk us through things we don't really understand. I appreciate that. That's Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis right there. And there's Debbie Duhaime out there on the roads for you right here on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. A salute to the Colonel. And let's see what's happening here on the sawmill. The sawmill southbound at Marble Ave getting down into Thornwood. It's an accident blocking a lane. Palisades Parkway North exit 10 up through 11 in New City. It's construction slowing you down just a bit there. Inbound GWB, Lincoln, and the Holland moving okay. But the Holland Tunnel is busy from 1 and 9 through that construction zone as you head from the covered roadway getting out through the area of the Holland. Watch for extra heavy traffic there. Traffic slowing down as well on the Newark Bay Extension eastbound by the Newark Bay Bridge. 24 West exit 7 getting up into Short Hills. It's an accident there. The New Jersey Turnpike North busy by 13A. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic. Deegan South through Fordham Road. The Cross Island North up by the Throgsneck Bridge, an accident. And the Grand Central Parkway East at the Cross Island, an accident blocking one lane. Alternate side suspended. Metered rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas explains religious freedom.
It is the right given to every American by the founders in our Constitution to live out our faith in a robust way. You can live out your faith 24/7 when you're on the job, when you're in school, when you're teaching school. You can be who you are. You don't have to hide it. The founders gave that to us.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka wants the Trump accusers to step up.
In the Western Judeo-Christian civilized world, you get to look into the eyes of your accuser. You can't just besmirch somebody secretly and then scurry away and hide in the shadows. But that's exactly what they are doing today.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back. And Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Balance of Nature. I have it right here. I got my little travel bottles I carry with me. You know, this is, I take the fruits after the show, before the show, after the show, the veggies. And I want you to try, at least try. Can I tell you to just at least try Balance of Nature, please? You go to balanceofnature.com, and the discount code is The Answer. And if you go online or if you call right now, 800
2468-751 and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. We'll take off an additional $25 on your first order, just like that. It's a limited time offer, so please don't wait. You know, the Balance of Nature that I hold in my hand right now, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules, has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And then this statistic as well. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients are in the vegetarian capsules that hold Balance of Nature. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. It's, and when I take it, I got to tell you right now, I take it on an empty stomach. I take it whenever, I'm speaking for myself now. I just take it whenever I need it, whenever I feel I want it. You have a cold coming on, and it's been working spectacularly for me, for Frankie Five Boroughs, for Debbie, and for Al. We think it'll do the same for you. So please call 800-2468-751, or again, balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code, The Answer.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
I mean, honestly, you're killing me today. Killing me.
I so enjoy irritating you. Remember that guy? Oh, my God. What happened? So your mother called the TSA because someone tried to smuggle
salami?
No, she
was going to call the TSA because apparently my sister's sister-in-law smuggled in sausage from Italy in a blanket in their
peppers,
bag.
No peppers, just a sausage?
Yeah, sausage, just a sausage. No, and she's screaming about this. And then you're going to cook it? I said, what kind of call are you going to call the TSA? They're here already. They don't send people out after you get here. You got to do it before they come in the country.
That is great. I'd like to report of salami coming in and sausage.
She came in with an illegal sausage in a blanket. Okay, ma'am. Yeah. Anything else? Yeah.
Right. Oh, my Lord. Only your mom, you know. Hey, Joe on the radio, Madison Jesioto is going to join us next hour. Dave Damiani. I wish we had the recording. I have a little recording of this that we did yesterday that was a lot of fun. Santa Claus is coming to town. Look at us recording Christmas music already. And we got to go to Joe Lumber before we break into our next hour. It's 8:55 right now. Hey, Joe, weather-wise, we're doing okay. Is it overcast or is it raining? I'm looking at the cloudy sky. What's happening today?
Right now it's just overcast, but there's rain imminent just off to our east, and it's kind of drifting westward. There's going to be a cool breeze today. It's not going to get out of the 50s. Just going to be a rainy, cool day today.
That's it. Just cold, and then the rest of the week into the weekend. Anything happening in the weekend?
I think tomorrow we're still going to see a little bit of rain and drizzle with a gusty wind. Some of those wind gusts over 40 miles an hour tomorrow.
Temperature
60.
Wow.
Low 60 Friday with maybe a shower or two. Then we dry it out on Saturday. Should be a nice day Sunday. Probably low to mid 60s on Sunday with some sunshine.
All right. And everything's okay in your life. Nothing I should worry about, Joe Lumberg. I worry about
Nothing
you.
Nothing you should worry about. No. Yeah.
And hey, you know what? I'll let you go, Joe. I know you got to go. But, you know, that was great. I retweeted what you said about the climate, what NASA said about the climate change. That was very interesting.
Yes.
NASA said, you know, most of this, if it's any damage at all, it's not man-made. It's just naturally occurring that NASA has scientifically found out.
It's all about the sun, my friend. It's all about the sun.
Yeah, well, I put that out, and if you go to at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter, Joe Lumberg sent me something that was on Facebook. Very, very interesting read. I appreciate that, Joey, and we're sending our love to you, man, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. There's our meteorologist, our marathon man, meteorologist Joe Lumberg at the Weather Answer Desk with Joe on the radio. 8:57 right now. Madison is going to join us. We're going to talk about this great event that we had yesterday. Dave Damiani, we're going to try to find, maybe we can find the recording when Dave comes into the studio. He may have a, I think the guy that was at the engineer, that's the guy, the engineer at the recording studio may have a copy of something we may want to just, play for you this morning. In the meantime, you can give us a call on our Balance of Nature phone lines at 877-970-2999 and give us a call. And Frankie Five Boroughs, I always go through, what did I see that was breaking before? Oof,
shooting in Germany.
You know, every time I go off the air, I go, what did we forget? What did we do? And this news cycle is insane, but now, this is terrible. What happened in Germany now?
Well, two people are dead. Several others are injured after shots were fired near a synagogue north of the German city of Leipzig. Apparently, witnesses saw a man wearing camouflage open fire near the synagogue before fleeing in a car. There was a tweet from local police that says one person's been detained in connection with the attack that came, of course, on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur.
Oh, God almighty. We'll follow that. We'll follow that. And nothing about those French police officers that were killed. They were knifed. No further information on that one, Frankie?
Not that I've seen. But
that, it was an employee that had worked at the police station for 20 years. Yeah. Was fired, came back, and killed those guys.
And they just left it at that? They left it at that. Nothing. All right. All right. You know me. I'm always looking into it. Hey, Joe on the radio. We'll follow it all for you, too. The big news, too, that Trey Gowdy will join the... the president's impeachment law team. This is great. Hey, a lot to get into. It's Piscopo in the morning from New York on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Officials ensuring that bright LED billboards stay out of the waters off New York City shoreline. The city claimed victory against the billboard barge company Ballyhoo Media Tuesday, announcing a settlement of a lawsuit against the company. The city sued Ballyhoo Media earlier this year after the company began displaying Times Square-style billboards on a barge along the Manhattan and Brooklyn waterfronts in October of 2018, citing it as a public nuisance. The company, now prohibited from operating its billboards anywhere in New York State, now intends to relocate its boat to Florida.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.